From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Americana singer Alex Jordan. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, Alex. And the music you're hearing right now is from Alex's latest album, Queen Kerosene. And right now, we're going to hear his art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay.
Oh, Lord, I've done it. I've talked too much. Said what was on my mind.
First up is Dark Star Orchestra at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. They're a Grateful Dead cover band, and this concert takes place on a special night. So on July 13th, 1984, the Grateful Dead performed at the Greek Theater. And that night, the audience saw a shooting star as they performed their song, Dark Star. And that year is also when the band founded the Rex Foundation, which supports nonprofits that do work in the arts, education, and Native American issues. And so to celebrate the org's 40th anniversary, Dark Star Orchestra is performing the same set list that the Grateful Dead did on July 13th in 1984. So Alex, there's a lot of history here, a lot of magic. Talk about like why for you this is a special event and, you know, the impact the Grateful Dead had on you. I know you have a special connection to them.
Sure. My first concert that I ever went to, like a real concert, was at the Greek Theater to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of Garcia's passing back in 2005. And it's a magical place. There's a look to it. It's kind of steep, you know, the way that an arena theater is, and you can see everyone dancing and moving and having a good time. And there's not a bad seat in the house. And the Dark Star Orchestra is so good at recreating that sound. You know, it's the closest thing. Seeing them at the Greek on the 40th anniversary, you know, that's the closest thing you could get to kind of figuring out what it was like back then.
Yeah. Though that sounds like really like just like a lot of fun. Definitely if you're a fan of that band, I could see why somebody would want to go and like have those memories or just kind of even relive that experience. That's Dark Star Orchestra at the Greek Theater in Berkeley on July 13th. Your next pick is Roaring Camp Railroads in Felton. From the moment visitors cross the camp's entrance bridge, they're taken back in time to a small town from the 1890s. There's a gift shop designed as a general store, like those old school general stores, and visitors can partake in old time activities such as making candles and panning for gold, but their most popular attractions are their trains. One train takes guests through the Redwood Forest to the top of Bear Mountain, and the other goes to Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Alex, there's a lot going on. What's your favorite thing to do at Roaring Camp Railroads?
Well, sort of the vibe of the steam train is pretty cool. It's a unique type, you know, because these logging trains that they had are kind of, they're smaller. The locomotives and the cars are smaller so they could weave through the trees. And they kind of do some unusual stuff, but they're beautiful to look at. Just the look of them, the steam and the sounds they make as they roar up the hill. And as a young kid, my parents took me there and I was hooked. And it's a really cool spot. It's beautiful in the redwood trees. Just listening to the engine number one, the Dixiana, you know, when she blows her whistle, it's just an amazing, majestic thing is the way I've heard it described.
Okay, and that sounds like something for like, for the whole family too. So that's Roaring Camp Railroads in Felton. And your final pick is the California Academy of Sciences at Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. There are so many fun things to do to check out at this natural history museum. There's aquariums, there's an indoor rainforest, a roof made up of grass, and so much more. I love the dinosaurs. Learn all about their animals, including Claude, an albino alligator. And they have deep discounts for people on government assistance. And you can check your libraries too, because you can get free tickets from there if you're 14 and over. So they try and make it accessible. Alex, what's your favorite thing to do at the California Academy of Sciences?
Well, I love the rainforest room. Since going there many times when I was younger and more recently as an adult, I've now had a chance to go to the real rainforest. I've spent some time in Costa Rica and just fallen in love with it. But I'm reminded of how special that was to experience that and kind of wonder what it was like to go for real. The other part of it, besides seeing the dinosaurs and seeing the albino gator and everything, is there's a room where they have a shake table that simulates the 1906 and 1989 earthquake. And if you want to truly terrified, like think about your whole world moving like that, I would go stand in that room.
Oh, I remember the 1989 quake, so that was enough for me. But that's that's the California Academy of Sciences in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. I've been speaking with Americana singer Alex Jordan. His album, Queen Kerosene, is available now. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.